in South London. The 31-year-old and her children remain in hospital. Officers are searching for a man they describe as dangerous and believe he's known to the woman. Our reporter, Sharman Freeman-Powell, who's at the scene in Clapham, describes CCTV footage of what happened.
It depicts a man running into the driver's side of a white vehicle. That vehicle then drives into another person. You then see what appears to be members of the public rushing around that car, trying to help the people inside.
The man who led a campaign for justice over the Post Office Horizon scandal is rejecting what he's called an offensive and cruel compensation offer. Alan Bates says the proposed payout is around a sixth of what he requested. The Conservative MP, whose constituency office was the subject of an arson attack, is to stand down at the next election. Mike Freer, who represents Finchley and Golders Green in North London, he says he only just avoided being murdered. Climate activist Greta Thunberg has arrived in court in London. She's one of five people charged with a public order offence following a demo outside an oil and gas conference last October. The Bank of England is expected to keep interest rates on hold this lunchtime for the fourth month in a row. They're currently set at 5.25%, but financial expert Greg Marsh is predicting they could be cut in the coming months.
The first of them, the markets expect, will be around May. That would then lead, hopefully, by the end of the year, you know, to interest rates being perhaps closer to 4% than their current level. But that's assuming that inflation does indeed continue to subside.
Sport now, and 20-year-old spinner Shoaib Bashir will make his debut when England's cricketers take on India in the second test, which starts tomorrow. He replaces Somerset teammate Jack Leach, who's been ruled out with a knee injury. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today and over the weekend as well. Today is going to be 9 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze, nice and bright here in Brentwood, and it should stay that way until about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon, then going down to about 3 degrees overnight. Friday, I'm getting my days mixed up, I'm not in tomorrow, that's why. Friday, light cloud and a moderate breeze, be very cloudy, and it looks like it's going to be warmer on Saturday and Sunday at 13 degrees, but again very overcast, so enjoy the sunshine today.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with the back of the show. He'll be back to do it all over again on Monday morning. No, he won't. It's Friday tomorrow, Friday morning. I'm off tomorrow. As you can see already, I've made two mistakes because I think it's Friday and it's not, it's Thursday. But I'm not in tomorrow. I'm off. Got the day off tomorrow. About time to hear many of you scream. So you'll hear references to the weekend and you'll be getting confused because you'll probably think you've got the day off as well. You haven't. It's just me. Now, coming up on the show today, I've got three guests. Two of them are from Not Just Travel. It's Dina and Warren. Normally, it's Warren that comes in, and Dina's not been in the last two times, but she's in today with Warren, and they're going to be talking about Not Just Travel, which is a travel company based in Brentwood, and they can put together some amazing bespoke holidays for you. So wherever you want to go in the world, you know, do it local. Get your holiday sorted out local. And then I'm going to be joined at 11:30 by Olivia Catil, who has just released her album, The Whole Damn Yarp Plan. Whole Damn Plan. We'll be talking to her. I did play one of her tracks actually during the week, and I'll be playing another one today. So we'll be talking about that. She's doing brilliantly, and she's just had the launch of the album as well. And she's going to be playing what are they called? The park. I think it's a park room to check. I didn't need to check that, but that'll be coming up with her a little bit later. So looking forward to having a chat with her. And yeah, we've got loads of great music. We've got Beat Bakery. We've got the Rebel Party with my guest yesterday. Check out that interview that is now up online. They were awesome in the studio. So have a chat, have a look at that. And also Neil March and the Music of Sound. Plus I'll probably throw in a couple of other tracks today. And we'll have the classic track after 11 o'clock. Now the question of the day is this. What breakfast item should not be on a fried breakfast? Okay, so what item should not be on a fried breakfast? question of, you know what, I did, question of the day, this is what it is, question of the day, what item should not be on a Sunday breakfast? There we go. I have to update that now. I thought that in my head, and I typed it on one. I didn't type it on the page I was meant to. But never mind. I've just done it now. That's what I want to know. Do you know for me? Hash browns. What's happening in the world? Why have we suddenly got hash browns all over the place? And do you know hash browns? I bite into them. If I ever have a McDonald's, sandwich or something in the morning, sometimes on a Saturday, possibly, not all the time, because I bite into it and then I go, why'd you do this? You don't like them. The bacon, anything, any of the bread, I don't like them, but I will go because I don't mind getting a coffee. But I normally get the one that has the hash brown, and I bite into the hash brown and I always think to myself, this is horrible. And then I leave half of it. I do it every time. I go with good intentions. I think, I don't want to have a bacon sandwich. I don't enjoy it at all. It's not like a proper bacon sandwich, is it? But for me, it's hash browns. And even when you go to some places, I was out last weekend, I think, and they put hash browns on. I'm like, what's going on? Why have you got hash browns? I don't want it. Maybe it's because they're cheap, because they're potatoes. Maybe that's why they're the cheapest thing that you can put on, because they're probably even cheaper than mushrooms, aren't they? So maybe it's that. But I can't, no. I don't know what it is. I love potatoes, yeah? Do love them. I don't know what I'm saying. Love potatoes, yeah? I just can't stand that. They make me... I don't know what's the matter. I don't know. It's probably because they are just potato. And they go... They taste a little bit... like, underdone to me. And even if they were done properly, what are they doing on my breakfast? Now, it is a sunny day, isn't it? We'll let Zoe tell us more. As I delicately, can you hear that? Start the biscuit.
Charging System, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Vichkova and Kai Whittington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Heart Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Heart Air Ambulance Strictly.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less at SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
It's night on the dance floor. You better not kill the boom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your kind. And so. I have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
Right, you wondered where I went, didn't you? Well, I was here. I was eating a biscuit as I started to eat. That makes it sound like I've been eating a biscuit for about 30 minutes. I haven't. I've been chatting to my guests in the studio. Now, back with me is Dina and Warren from Not Just Travel, which are a Brentwood-based travel company. They are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. So it's good to see you both looking very tanned.
Good morning, Michelle.
And it's Dina's first time in the studio.
Hello.
So it's lovely to meet you. Normally, it's been Warren's been in for the last...
I let him do the radio.
So you're together. It's your business that you've got together. How did let's be nosy. How did you meet?
Oh, we worked together. Married 30 years.
Yeah.
So we worked together back then. Got married. Obviously, had children. Went along the way working, and then we just had a love for travel, and we decided we were just gonna go full speed ahead, do as much traveling as we could. We had the kids then, so they had to come with us. But you build up such a great knowledge, and Warren especially, because he was always so into booking them and getting the best and researching, spent hours researching. There's nothing he doesn't know, really. And then, we just had the opportunity to start up on our own, and we just thought, why not? And it gives you such a freedom, and obviously the research is fantastic, because we get to go to some fabulous places.
But there's freedom. I mean, I booked a couple of holidays last week while I was on the cruise, so... The laptop's there, and you know, you can still do exactly the same.
I was just going to say, I knew you were working from the cruise, wherever you are in the world,
We don't want people to get everything because we're not in Brentwood, we're not working.
If people haven't heard about you before, tell us about Not Just Travel, how long you've been set up, and the service that you give people.
Not Just Travel Brentwood. So we bought the franchise a few years ago now, and it's a travel company, obviously, that's part of the Hays Independence Group, Hays Travel Independence Group, and we can offer holidays basically anywhere. We can use all the major tour operators, Jet2, TUI, EasyJet Holidays, all of them you can book, and there's no extra cost for booking with us. We can book them for exactly the same price as their advertising. So there's no extra cost. And obviously you get me and Dina as at the end of a WhatsApp, just if there's any issues or any changes you need making, it's instant. No call centres, you're not having to wait at all. I've had a few changes this week, and it's just people come straight to me, and then I go and speak to the supplier and get things changed. So,
when you book your holiday, obviously everything's probably fine and there's no problems, but as time goes on, you may book it, 10 months ahead, and in that 10 months no one knows what's going to happen. And we've had people that have been groomed, and the last thing they ever want is to be hanging on a phone to a supplier, Jet2 or wherever they've booked it with, and have to explain all of that and have to make changes to their holiday. We do all that for you. We want to help. We want to do as much as we can.
And it's like a bespoke. It's like what very rich people do. When they say to their secretary, they say, "I want to go away to Paris for the weekend. I want to stay here, but I also want you to find me a little place that's got lovely windows with a view over there. And can you also get me a hire car? But I don't want to pay too much for the flight, or I've got this budget." And that's what you do. So you can tailor make it.
It's not just about the tour operators. We've got trade tour operators as well. We can put together anything, so they can get any hotel in the world, and any flights. We've spoken about before, the asset and asset protection. So we've got that as well. So, then trade support, anything together, and build any itinerary that you want. I think there's one this week where there was a tailor-made sort of Costa Rica itinerary, which I then went to one of my suppliers, and they said, "No, we can do this," and the clients liked it, and they booked. We can sort of tweak and change around sort of itineraries that they've seen and do
just
that.
Just take the headache out.
The searching.
If you've never been to that area,
you
want somebody who kind of knows where to go, what to do, what the place can offer, And that's what we can do. I mean, especially Warren, he loves researching. He'll spend hours researching. And I sometimes I have to say, you can look up now.
He never does.
No, he never does. No, so, just throw anything. Get anything out of and it'll be good for you.
And they're Brentwood based as well, so it's always good to support local businesses.
Yeah.
As well as your local high street, otherwise you'll end up with too many coffee shops and nothing else. How much was that booking
for? One of our consultants, and not just travel, he's obviously a group of franchisees, you know, there's 450 franchisees, and one this week or last week had a £168,000 cruise booking with us at Not Just Travel, and that's just amazing. That's on the new Icon of the Seas, Royal Caribbean, which is, it takes around sort of 6,000 guests, which is not for everyone, but a lot of people do that. You know, that part of the cruise in the big ships. But yeah, massive booking. And kudos to her for getting the booking. So yeah, amazing.
Now, you just had a cruise where you were working. Tell us all about the cruise, because we've talked about this before, Warren. Mm. Sometimes when you go and have a look, especially if you're a newbie to cruising, and you go to the websites for these different companies, it becomes very, you kind of look and think, actually, I want a cabin, but oh no, what's this mean? What's this add-on? And it gets really confusing. And then you've got to get your flights, and I just find them really difficult to navigate. Yeah. I've never actually managed to get through and get an actual, proper price for anything.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
But you can do all that.
Yeah.
Tell us about what experience you've had.
We've just been to the Canaries with P&O. It's our first time with P&O. And P&O, we directly with P&O, and everything, they supply everything. So when the price you see with them is your flights, your transfers, full board on the cruise. You can obviously upgrade for the full drinks package. And they just took care of everything. You know, you do pay additional for trips, but you know you're going to go and you're going to get your flights, your transfers, and your food, all, you know, and then obviously you select your cabin. But they've got some really reasonable rates at the moment. I mean, you know, at the moment they're still offering Canaries for this year for sort of $549 per person. And that includes your flights, that includes your transfers.
Is that a week?
That's a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And it's so well organised.
Yeah.
That's what I was so...
Yeah. I mean, for next year, I mean, for 2025, in the early part of next year, they're $849, I think, is their cheapest for 7 nights, but for 14 nights, he's $979, so you can do 2 weeks of $979.
Yeah.
So. But that, that's full board, your flights, your transfers and everything.
You said about your cases, weren't you?
The weather was great, the cases. I mean, we thought, we're going to have to take our cases, you know, the night before we had to depart, the day we had to depart, they said, just put your case out, and the next time you'll see them will be at Gatwick. So basically, your cases go. You get your boarding pass on the cruise, so you literally get to, once you get your transfer, you get to the airport, and you're straight through without having to check in. So, very easy.
When we got to Gatwick, They just took them through, didn't
they? When we checked in on the way.
And it was a Jet 2 fly, which we're always happy about, because
very good Jet 2.
Great volume, and it just took all the stress from me, you know, knowing that the cases are gone and the phone at the end,
What needs painting did they have on
the first one? They painted is really good. We're not big on shows, are we? So we like sort of the music more. We might go and see the band. So they had like a busker, which she was great. And they had a band, Pulse, I think it's called. And they were great. They were doing through sort of 70s, 80s, 90s sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And
that's like a show, isn't it?
And that's really good. And I'll just say about the drinks prices. People worry about the all-inclusive part of it. And, you know, the drinks prices were just pub prices, really. You know, it's around £5 a pint, just over £5 a pint. And, you know, for a glass of wine, similar. So it's not excessive that some ocean cruise lines do charge. Yeah. And they try and get you to buy the drinks package. But if you're not big drinkers, then the drinks are very, very reasonable.
We just bought the wine package.
Yeah.
So that was fine. That
would be that I would do. Yeah. 25 bottles over it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm going to a lot for me.
Did we?
Cruising, you were saying you've had a busy month and a record-breaking amount of people booking holidays. It all seems to have come through from COVID. Everyone wants to go away.
So, I mean, this, I think I mentioned before, this normally from Christmas through to March is in the travel industry is called peaks, and in cruising it's called waves. So but since COVID, it's been sort of elongated, so people were booking a lot later. But this month, January, seems we're going back to sort of a normal peaks where people get their holidays booked January, February. There's been some good deals out from the tour operators, the big tour operators, to attract people in to book. Say, not just travel, had a 32% increase year on year in January. We've had our busiest month ever, which is great. We book people going to Abu Dhabi, Greece, Mexico, Turkey, Italy for skiing, India, Ibiza, Costa Rica, Dubai, Portugal, all over. It's been really busy. Top five destinations just booked have been Spain, Greece, UAE, Turkey and Italy. City breaks have been New York, Dubai, Krakow, Barcelona and Seville. It's been good, and it's good for the industry after COVID things are sort of picking up again.
It's fantastic, I think people just like the feeling to just get out of normality for even a week. And it doesn't always have to be a week. That's where it gets so fantastic. You can just do 5 days. It doesn't have to be, you know, if you can't do the whole week, just think about doing 5 days. They're very flexible, aren't they, Jip, too? That's what I love about that. Then, you know, there's no sort of supplement for doing a shorter time. If that's what you know, just even a few days can be fantastic.
We were saying me and Dean were saying about the sunshine, and were saying how much some people get seasonal affective disorder or whatever it is, and you can feel really down in January, February, March, and
it's you know, a day like this, it's great, it's bright, but a lot of the time it's very grey, isn't it? And you know, there's such a lot of negativity about it. And the one thing you can really hold on to is having a holiday and getting out and not looking at your phone and just not looking at the news and just to get away. And that's what we did last week, didn't we? And we wasn't expecting the weather to be fantastic in the Canaries. But it was. It really was.
I can see by your tan, you're just upset
me
now.
It's kind of fake as well. But it was. I was really surprised, so much so that I didn't really take bikinis. I did take a swimming costume, thinking, oh, I'll probably use the pool. But no, I was so shocked. So next year, we're going to try and do 2 weeks, if I can convince you.
Yeah, 2 weeks and still working throughout the time because of the nature of the business, which is fabulous.
It does make it easy, no matter where we are, so that's the beauty of what we do. We encourage people to, if you've got a problem, come to us. Always come to us, never feel, oh, I can't ask that question, or I can't bother you with that. That's what we do. That's the best part of the job, is helping people.
And we've said before, Warren, if somebody's looking at doing a hen party, you're getting married and want to get married abroad, or maybe you think, I've got a very tight budget, I can only do like 5 days, where could I go? It's open to everybody. It's not just about high-end holidays, which you do as well, but it's right the way across the board.
All the way across the board. Exactly. And you said about groups. I had a booking to Turkey for a lady's 60th, there's 13 going. So, and we've had a couple of changes on that, and I think, you know, probably she's happy that she spoke to me, and then I've gone and then spoke to Jet 2 to change stuff around.
And when you know someone books in the next side, they're not going, and then someone else is going in their place. For you to do that yourself can be really confusing. She was more than happy, really happy.
So have you been to Dubai? That's coming up quite a lot, isn't it?
UAE is really popular. As I said, I think in December when I was here, Abu Dhabi as well. You know, we work closely with Etihad Holidays, who are pretty new, but they're offering some really competitive stuff, and they can offer Emirates flights. So they can do Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And Abu Dhabi's coming up. They've got a lot of theme parks there, a lot of the Orlando-type theme parks there now. So it's getting a very family-orientated place. But, Dubai is very popular. It is probably... my most inquired place, you know, is Dubai.
It's 40 degrees, isn't it, in the
exactly,
summer?
Exactly, yeah. If you, I mean, you get some good deals in the summer if you can put up with the heat, you know, so, yeah.
That's especially when you get a good deal because it is so hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so worth doing it because if you have to do it cheaper, you're still getting the experience. Lay in the shade. You don't have to lay in the sun. Yeah. You know, you can... And because everywhere's so well air conditioned, you can stay out of the heat if you want to. It's just a fabulous experience, isn't it, to go.
Where's your favourite place, Dina? Because I think I've asked her on this, but where's your favourite place to go in the world that you just love to return to?
Oh, love to return to. Always Nashville.
Memphis. Right. Wow.
Well, I'm an Elvis fan.
Oh, right, okay,
so anything Elvis, and we've done quite a few times. Warren's probably told you we renewed our vows in Graceland, so that was fantastic. So love Memphis, love Nashville. If I was going to talk about an experience, the one thing I would love to do again is Niagara Falls. That was, we flew into Toronto and went up to Niagara. It's just honestly a life-affirming thing to do, and if I can, I'd love to just do that one more time.
Did you hear that one?
I think the last time we went from Toronto down to Memphis. Where every time we go to like North America, we always incorporate Nashville and Memphis.
We may as well go.
It's only a flight.
That's what we try to do. We've done Washington. That's another fabulous place, Washington.
We've done that with Memphis in there. Yeah. So Tennessee,
But also, Turkey. I love Turkey. Mm. You get a great holiday in Turkey. Very reasonably priced. Yes, and the people are lovely. We've had some fabulous holidays in Turkey. Mm. And Spain. I love Spain. Canaries are fabulous. So all any of those places. But if I had to only ever have one more holiday, I'd want to go back to Nashville.
Nice. Yeah. There we go, Warren. I hope you've been making notes in your book when you've come in.
I already know that.
Mental note, you better get forgetting that book this afternoon. So it's important for people out there to support local businesses. And I was just saying about the high street, you can see there are shops shut, and they're putting in coffee shops. We don't need anymore. We want the independent businesses, like we've got on Crown Street with the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Morning, Natasha, because you'll be listening. And he was in earlier this week as well. But we need to support businesses that are based in Brentwood. So if you're listening out there, and I know this goes out way into Kent as well, but you're based in Essex, and more people listening in Ireland, and they will look after you, and it's a local business, and really that's what people need to be supporting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're definitely looking after you.
And as you said, you're part of Hayes, which is that massive multi-million pound.
So we get good buying power from Hayes, so, you know, we use their add to number, so it's, you know, we get the Hayes buying power and with all the suppliers as well, so we get very, very good rates compared to the market.
Yeah. We work really hard to get what we want.
Yeah, and it's APTA and APTA.
Atoll.
Atoll. I'll get it right 1 week. maybe another 6 weeks. Have we got any other? Did I miss anything?
I just want to mention we've still got the winner holiday for two in Mauritius, so we're still running that competition. That's for 7 nights half all in one of the Beachcomber properties in Mauritius. If you go to my Facebook page, I'll repost it again today, but if you look back, all the details are there. It's just a matter of filling out your name, email address, and where your bucket list places you want to go. You're in with a chance of winning a holiday for two to Mauritius. So that ends on the 29th of Feb.
And what's the website where people can get to?
The website is dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com.
And that's D-E-N-A.
Dina and Warren, not just travel.com. Facebook page is Not Just Travel Brentwood, and Instagram as well, notjusttravel_Brentwood.
Lovely. And watch this space, because you might actually, maybe there might be a YouTube channel coming. We were chatting earlier.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Very good idea.
And I can say I know you.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed. As anyone listening to this show will know, I do spend a lot of time on YouTube following a lot of creators, and I just love watching the cruise ones, because it feels like you've had a holiday, even if you haven't.
Yeah,
there's lots of people that do the cruise holidays and stuff.
You cruise, Michelle. You would love it.
I will. I need to find... I need to know if Hugh Jackman's free to come along with me.
That's
they can even organise that. good if you had a company to say, I'd like to go with the, with Hugh Jackman, can you do it? It'd be like,
we can find you a lookalike, you know.
That wouldn't be too bad. It's lovely to meet you, Dina. This is your first time in, and Warren, you're an old hat. Old hand at this. So that's Not Just Travel Brentwood. Have a look on Facebook, and you will find the website as well. And don't forget the details for that holiday to Mauritius. That looks like it's going to be fantastic. And the closing date for that is going to be 29th of February. Lovely to see you. Do you like Rick Astley? I can't say his name.
Love Rick Astley.
Do you know he's back? He's absolutely, I think he's so well liked online. He did a really good set at Glastonbury. It's amazing. Doesn't seem to age. I don't know what he's eating. But he's got a great new track out. Yes. There we go. So this is Rick Astley, and this track is called Forever and More. Thanks a lot, guys. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. You were bad, but you were good. You never did the things you should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. Too much for me. Now I regret it. Gone, gone, gone. Like the summer gold at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. To leave the party, you were always first to say I'm in. You were good, you were bad. You failed me, but you drove me mad. Yeah, you were right, and I was wrong. And I never felt something so strong. And I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy. Much too much. Too much for me. And now I regret it. Gone, gone, gone. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall. Something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. Came into my life like a hurricane. Turned my world upside down. And I'll never be the same. All of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. Like the summer gold. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWB, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard.
Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and... the traffic and travel here. I'm still thinking about cruising. Let's have a look. Brook Street roundabout, first off, it's clear. On the Mascals Lane, let's have a look what part is going on there. It looks like the road is Eagle Way around that. Along that section is closed. At the moment, as you go past sort of Essex Way, I'm not too sure what's going on there. We're doing some roadworks, so something's happened, but there we go. Also, Sandpit Lane still closed. Heading down the M25 from Brook Street roundabout to Lakeside is clear, and heading up in the opposite direction as well to the M11. A12 is running nicely, and no issues there, and can't see any major problems on the roads at the moment. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. Now I'm going to be speaking to Olivia Cuttill. That will be at about 11:30. We're talking about the Olivia Cuttill Quintet. Can't wait. She's got an album called The Whole Damn Plan, which is out now. And we're going to be talking about up-and-coming gigs and also the launch as well. So be chatting about that and also playing out one of her tracks as well, Your Old Man's Plan, which is absolutely gorgeous. Just coming up to 10:57, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. The question of the day is about what should be left off of a Sunday breakfast. For me, it's definitely got to be the hash browns. Don't like them. Why are they on a Sunday breakfast? Tell me what shouldn't be on a Sunday breakfast.
Sometimes I take a drive out to the beach. The ocean's my only refrain. Saturdays are for going out and losing out on sleep. So Sundays I spend the day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? Here we go, down that road again. I'm 3 drinks in, it's 3 p.m. and I'm already feeling halfway drunk. No one knows how I really feel. We're way too high up in the hills. I guess that's just what being lonely does. What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? You know what they say about a city full of dreams. It sure knows how to swallow you up. It gets you high and lets you down. You turn the other cheek. It's like you just can't ever get enough. So why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? I wake up.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is